Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I like to buy Kenny Graham for John Garbutt.
Yeah,
that's you, dude. And you're like, oh, no, it's fine. It's totally fine. It's a prank I'm playing on myself. Here's $10. Like, so.
Welcome to Bad Parents, a podcast about three bad parents who are trying to raise good kids. She's Shauna.
Hello.
He's Ryan.
What's up?
And I'm Johnny. A tell it like it is podcast for parents to laugh, cry, and to make you feel better about your parenting.
One of our favorite things is getting emails from you. And so today we dive into our giant bad parents mailbag for the special edition of what you have to say about being a parent.
Welcome to the Bad Parents Podcast. If you, Shauna, or you, Ryan, were to get mail, what's your preferred delivery method? Snail.
Ooh.
Sometimes I like opening up the old envelope.
It is very nice.
Very nice. It's nice to get something that's not a bill.
But it is weird when you don't get money.
Yeah, like that's true.
Older, you shake that.
Yeah.
Like the olds now still write cards. Yeah. It's like, well, if you're going to, you know, Aunt Ellie, if you're going to put a card in the mail, I wouldn't mind some cash.
My favorite part of the show is that at the end, you can email us. And we give you the email address. Rye, you all right?
Sorry, yes.
No problem. And you can email badparents@curiouscast.ca, and a lot of people do.
Yes.
And we'd like to hear about it. If you have questions about bad parenting or you want us to discuss a topic. And, you know, once every so often, we'll do a mailbag show. And that happens to be today, everybody.
I love mailbag. It's like that Pee-wee's Playhouse, remember? Yes.
Oh, that's right.
And they would read the mail.
That's right.
So we're going to do that today.
Cowboy Curtis.
That's right.
Who was, what's his name?
Lawrence Fishburne.
That's the one.
Yep.
Yep. Right. Phil Hartman was in that show.
That was that was my favorite Paul
Rubens.
Show.
Paul Rubens was Pee-wee
was
Herman.
In the show.
Yeah. That's true.
Cherry also.
Look at you.
Cherry.
Sorry. Do your cherry impression.
Cherry.
Oh, that's. Oh,
you sounds like a maybe Kermit the Frog-ish there.
Right. I used to be my thing on field trips.
What?
On the school bus, I would do Pee Wee Herman impressions. That's the only line I knew.
Okay, so that was a fun show. Hopefully, this will be a fun show. How about this? Because it's a long email from Kathy.
Okay.
I don't mean it's long like Kathy wrote it long. I just don't like to read very much.
Okay.
And I can't read very well. So do you want to read this one?
Sure, I'll read this one. Okay. It's from Kathy. I just want to say how much I love your podcast. It's just as much fun to listen to as your morning show. Mm. We have a morning show, by the way, Q107 in Toronto. I love how you bring real issues that parents have in making it feel like we're all normal in a fun way. This is exactly what we're trying to do. Thank you, Kathy. As a parent of one now adult and one just starting high school, I'm curious to know how you guys handle having busy lives yet constantly having to deal with homework, emailing the teachers, parent-teacher nights, especially if your kids are not very good at school and you feel like you always have to be on top of it as well. When parenting, do you ever find you have become your parent, whether it was good or bad? I think it's all something that we struggle with. Looking forward to your next podcast. So many good questions about that because we're just coming back from vacation, Johnny and I feel so behind when I don't know what my kids are doing in school to the point where the older one just did his literacy test, grade 10 thing, and I was not prepared.
Right.
I didn't even warn him. I didn't tell him. Way behind. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I'm behind the eight ball.
Well, you told me about that.
Yes.
And thankfully, it's written on our calendar. Like, me and my kid has to be at school for these 2 days for that same test.
Okay.
So his is this week.
It's this week.
So yeah, it's really, really hard to like, you know, keep on top of things. And, you know, you talk about a husband and wife, right? Like, you're both on the emails. You're both trying to navigate through this. I got to tell you, I find when your kids are little, it's a different kind of stress.
Yes.
Like what Johnny's going through. It's a lot of like, you're up a lot through the night, especially when they're babies and stuff, right? Like you don't get a lot of sleep. You're worried about them all the time. You know, you're worried about their safety and all that kind of stuff. Now it's, you know, the kids' age that I have is almost 10, 13, and 15. Now it's harder in terms of all the scheduling and all where they have to be and then homework on top of that. Like when I ask my kids every day or my wife asks if they have homework, if they say yes, I actually want to throw up.
It's the worst because you're doing it with them and helping them. And that's good. That's what you should be doing. But it's just one more thing to do before you try to go to bed.
Totally. And it's like if you have a kid like, you know, like mine, like it's not like I have, you know, certain kids, I have homework. They just sit down and do it. I got three boys mm-hmm. and they just don't want to do it. And they push and they procrastinate. Or sometimes they don't even tell you till like 8:30 at night. You
know, and it's not just a small thing. It's like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, I have homework. Yeah. It's an entire presentation on the Inca people.
Right.
Oh, it's
yes.
like, what the heck?
Yeah. And then you got to start Googling and start doing it. It's really, really difficult. So yeah, this is a very relatable topic, Kathy, because it's really difficult. And like, you're not there yet, Johnny. Like yours is more probably crafts and things like that. But when they get into, and I know they're getting into like activities and responsibilities and—
Yeah, but yeah. their homework is fun. Plus the parent-teacher nights, like your daughter's, what grade?
She's in senior kindergarten right now, but the parent-teacher interview thing right now is you only get called in if you need to be talked to.
Oh, okay.
So it's not even like a get-to-know the teacher good. Sort of night.
Oh.
And we have done it, but if they don't need it, you kind of don't get called in. So,
yeah.
You know, it's hard. I've always said, I think I've said on this podcast, is we're very fortunate to work the hours in which we work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're doing our regular radio show in Toronto, you know, we're done by like 10 a.m., right? Home by whatever. And, you know, granted, we work throughout the day, but you're able to kind of like, I think balance a little bit like more things. Like I'm allowed to run and grab Olivia from school and take her to the dentist and bring her back. And
yeah, that's
so
true.
I think instead of like trying to all cram it between like 5 and 8 p.m., like there's a little bit more leeway.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just find the homework really difficult. Like because it's hard to get them motivated. It's hard. Sometimes the homework's hard.
I find a lot of it is hard. Like the math new, the stuff? New math, oh. they don't have textbooks. So they're coming home and I'm like, show me in the textbook. We don't have textbooks, Mom. Like, how are you learning this?
Is it all online?
It's all online. They have these laptops. They go to this hub. It's overwhelming for me. And I'm pretty tech. I think I'm pretty tech savvy, but I don't know. They're getting their stuff. They all do it. Thank God they know what they're doing tech wise. But a lot of times it's like, I just would love once for them to bring home a textbook, questions 1 through 25
yes.
and hammer it out like we did, but they don't do it that way.
No, I agree because my middle son actually had hockey homework like for his hockey team. So they had to read a Mark Messier book. And then the coach would every like 2 weeks, they'd have to answer like he could give him 3 or 4 questions and is in whatever the chapter is supposed to read. So it felt old school. And I had to help him a little bit with it, but it was easy to help because it was there in front of you. I'm like, the answer is there somewhere. I'm with you. Half the time it's these hubs and trying to find out and then like copying and pasting you can't do necessarily. It's really, really difficult. And then you're not allowed to plagiarize anymore.
I know. My son got caught using ChatGPT.
Well, yeah.
You're not allowed to plagiarize anymore.
Well, it's easier to plagiarize to catch now.
Okay. Yeah. Like back in our day.
Like, you could plagiarize like in 94?
But they run it through a program now. And one of his reports, this is my son in grade 10, had a 67% AI score.
Oh, wow.
They're like, this is 67% nice. Artificial intelligence. So they're getting smart to catch them too.
You know what my kids do sometimes? They go over it and they change words. They're like, Dad, I would never use the word however or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
A big posh word like that. So they just change it to whatever. And so that's a little way around it.
So the second part of her question is, do you ever find yourself now becoming your parent? So do you find yourself embracing the characteristics in which you show to your parents? Or do you kind of like, I've always tried to shy away from a little bit, but from the outside, not knowing the way that you are and having a different sort of like fresh look of eyes, I'm told that I am 50% my mom when parenting and 50% my dad when parenting.
Really?
And I was like, I don't, not that I don't want to be either. Yeah. I kind of want to be my own person, but I guess, you know, genes are genes.
I guess. But I feel like my mom and dad are very different. And I wish I could be more like my mom. And I turned out to be exactly like my dad, like a little bit too, like I'm not on top of things.
Sure.
You know, my mom was excellent at that stuff. Right. She really loved being a mom. She loved all the mom activities and that just has not.
It didn't take for
it
you.
It didn't take with me.
I find for myself, it's more of like my kids just don't like school. None of them do. And I sound like my parent because I'm trying. I say to them, this is like the best time of your life. And they're like, no, I just want to go to work. I'm like, you don't want to go to work.
Mm-mm.
And then they know what I do for a living and they hear all the fun. So our job is tough to say, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm like, you don't understand. I think you have responsibilities at work. You have to go. Like you can't fake sick and all that kind of, if you don't do something, your teacher, my boss would get mad at me and you have so much more freedom and all you have to do is go to school, do a little homework and the rest of the day is yours, but they don't care. No. They don't hear it.
But that's the least of your work worries, right? The money in which you get for the work in which you perform goes towards things like bills and housing and food and whatnot. I'd love to go to work and live at my parents' house. That would be the best, right?
Yes.
Yeah. No mortgage, no anything else. I'm calling in like two checks a month and I'm just like, I got the sweetest Xbox ever.
But Johnny, you left school early, young, right? You kind of dropped out. How would you, could you even imagine little Jack Garbutt?
No,
know.
What would you do?
It's a great question. At the time, you feel like you're making the right decision. And it's weird that you bring that up now, because I went to a radio broadcasting school here in 04, 05. And I left that school early as well. They always said, if you get a job in the industry, to leave, blah, 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 blah. So I did. I left. I never got my diploma from them. And I'm actually in a bit of a conversation about maybe getting it, because you've
proven yourself in the field.
I think so. I've been on a morning show here in Toronto since 2006. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, my body of work speaks for itself. And maybe you could just throw a guy a diploma, right? So I think I would be disappointed. I know how hard it is now. Yeah. And I feel like with every generation, it gets harder. So with like AI and all of these sort of things, why would you not want to arm yourself with as many tools in your tool belt as need be to try and, you know, be successful?
You said earlier, genes are genes. The thing is with you, because I've known Johnny since high school, early high school, Johnny was punk rock through and through. Do your kids, that's why you dropped out. Mm. That's why you didn't finish. You're punk rock. Mm. So you screw the man,
sure,
right?
Sure.
No effects, baby. He has nipples pierced, this guy. This father wears glasses now. He used to have his nipples pierced and did hash.
Get to your point.
Do your kids have the punk rock gene?
I think so.
We'll find out.
The older one.
We'll see.
Because I was like, can I get Olivia like a little fancy Easter dress for, and she loves, who's her favorite character? Wednesday Addams.
Yeah.
No, you got old punk rock,
a little punker there.
Definitely an emo. But you know what? You know what you do see, and maybe not so much seeing your parents in yourself, but I do see my parents in my kids. And Olivia can be a bit stubborn and a bit sort of driven and a bit, I will not take no for an answer, these sort of things. And that's definitely my mom. And I do appreciate, the weird thing is I don't appreciate it in my mom, but I very much appreciated my daughter. Wow.
So what if an appreciation for your parent can be had through watching it in your child?
Maybe. Interesting. Maybe.
Does your mom listen to this podcast?
She does, because she gave me shit one time.
Okay, well, just so you know, your son did a lot of hash in high school.
Oh.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The next question on the mailbag show is this, friends. My sweets recently smashed me in the face with a plastic bin while I was looking the complete opposite direction. We play a little rough, and this one left a mouse under my eye. I guess a little black eye there. What's the worst way one of your children have hurt you? This says intentionally. Yeah. Intentional pain. I'll tell you this right now. What adds to the question is you were looking, that you didn't even know it was coming.
Didn't
see it, and it just smashed you. And that's going to add, I'm going to say, 17 to 22% more pain.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Totally. Have you ever been hurt by your children?
I would say intentionally, but I think all three have squared me.
Oh, you've got to be. Yeah.
You know, when you're a dad and you're playing, especially when they're at that height.
Yep.
And in your roughhousing, I have three boys. So, you know, you play, you wrestle and stuff like that. And I'll tell you, Shauna, there is nothing like it. Mm. It's worse than childbirth.
Oh, here we go.
No, it is. And I'll tell you, this might sound weird, but sometimes, Johnny, back me up with this one. Sometimes when they get grazed, it's almost worse than taking it straight to the pills.
Really?
Oh, it's like you want to throw up.
Nothing makes my husband jump than just me pretending to do it.
Totally right.
Like, I'll just in the kitchen just for fun, just to see him jump. Because he doesn't really like have a lot of reactions to anything. He's pretty chill. So I'll just pretend to go down there. Just, and he just jumps back. It's the greatest.
It's because I think every guy, it's happened to every guy. I bet it's happened to every dad.
Oh, yeah.
Again, their height, sometimes they come running, hey, daddy, and they're right there, right? And it really hurts a lot. And you want to throw up. You want to die. Mm. You want to cry. Mm-hmm, you can't catch your breath. you're on the ground. And then on top of that, you don't want them to feel bad if it was an accident.
I know. Right? That's it. Because they're very sensitive.
They're very sensitive. And then they hurt their dad. And you're just like, and it's no way to, you can't. It just takes time.
Yeah.
And it's an awful, awful feeling.
It's not a quick pop-up either.
It
takes some time.
Well, my little one got teeth real early, and I used to get bitten during breastfeeding. So I see that nut graze, and I go a little higher with, I think, the nipple bite.
And now, because you still do it, now you got the stubble.
Now I get the facial burn.
You get the facial burn now. Jack, you're 16, buddy.
But it's something when they don't know. And then if you get a silly little kid, like Eli's sense of humor, like he's a goofball. So he would, you know, he likes to get a reaction of people. Like, and he looked like he was going to do it again just because he thought it was funny. Because again, you're trying to mask it and not make them feel bad.
Yes.
And I remember just taking him and I pushed him down on the bed. And I was like, no.
No, that's no fun.
Never again. And luckily he didn't. But man, that hurts.
Can I ask you a question about breastfeeding?
Mm-hmm.
I just thought of it now. Is it a little bit, I guess I don't really play that game as a male, like in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. It's not my thing. It's like a no-fly zone for me.
Does it feel good at all?
No, but is it like tickle? Because I think it would tickle me.
You know what? You get this thing called letdown where the milk will fill up. So you don't even, it's very different feeling. It's not even the same kind of thing as if you're,
partner was doing it too.
Yeah, it's completely different. You feel like a bit like an animal.
Do you?
Like not in a bad way, you realize it's a very like animalistic kind of thing that you're doing.
Is it weird that it took me a minute to go back to that after the kids were born?
Huh? No, I don't think that's weird.
Just because obviously there was lactation.
Yeah.
I didn't want any part of it. So I let that just play itself out.
I heard of stories where women, I breastfed for 3 years with Eli, almost 3 years. And I heard stories of people like that would be switching gears and making it, and they'd be like, it would come out.
Wow.
And they said it was like doing it in a car wash. Somebody said that on the Oprah Winfrey show because it would just start spraying.
Really?
Uh-huh. I could see that.
I didn't know, without getting too detailed, but it's a podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't know, I think, until I had children. I thought the milk came out of just the one nipple, like right in the middle.
Oh, right
like
in the middle.
Bullseye.
No. And it can, but it's also all around.
Oh, yeah. Has it ever seen it online? It can come out of three or four different places.
And it can go far.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that online, too.
And I told you that story where my husband had helped me with a clogged duct.
Oh,
that is
that.
Love. That is love.
I've had to
suck out a clog.
No.
Latch on?
I'd have to suck it out. I massaged it out.
Oh, I had to get him to suck it out.
No.
I can't remember which husband it was, but one of them really was a champ.
Stop. You don't remember.
I don't actually.
Which one of your husbands sucked out breast clog.
And
you don't remember?
No.
Because it happens so often. Like, what do you mean?
No, I just can't remember which it was. I remember it happening. I just can't remember looking back. I had two kids, two different dads.
How is this not in a diary somewhere?
And what was clogged again?
A duct. A milk duct.
Do you know, I should tell my wife, I have a clogged milk duct on my pee.
It's a parenting podcast.
It's called Bad Parents.
Yeah, it's Bad Parents.
Naughty.
Honey, it's weird. I got a milk.
You're just being a naughty daddy.
Naughty daddy. Can you at least massage it out? You massaged your wife's boob.
Yes.
Yeah.
You had a husband that latched on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
For medicinal purposes.
Pretty sure it was the first one.
Hmm.
I can't see Mike doing that.
The injury that I have, and it's not even so much intentional, is I feel like as my kids are weighty enough where they could do damage just as a human, is because I've never grinded my elbow into the side of their ribs. Like, you know, when they're lying on you and you're cuddling, then they want to get up and just put their elbows in your ribs and then put every single pound of their weight on their elbows to get up. And you're like, I've always been a tit for tat guy. Okay, and I had kids late. So I was always I really just want to be like, can you just lie down for a sec? I was going to put 250 pounds into my elbow on your chest.
Can you imagine?
And just be like, this is what it feels like. Just once. And you know what? Maybe I'll just put 125 pounds and just take a little bit off. That to me, and it happens all the time. You go and say, hey, you know what hurts? Every single time you get off me.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Do you think this is weird? I almost want to have a fourth child just so I can get the same weight because now my little guy's too heavy. I love the feeling of my son sitting on my head. Like I'm on the couch and he's like sitting on my forehead. I love the weight of it.
Really?
Is that
weird? Pressure?
The pressure. Like a weighted blanket, like a weighted kid on my head. Mm. But there's that window of time and now he's too
big. Now he's way too big.
Sucks. I might have another one.
I feel like you're having one for the wrong reasons. To be honest with you.
Hey, adopt the kid. What do you
oh my God.
I just every couple of years I'll adopt a 4-year-old.
Like how much weight do you need?
Like a 40-pounder somewhere
Holy
in there.
Moly.
Yeah, I believe your skull head? Can take a lot. It's a beautiful feeling. It's amazing.
Really?
I love it. Love weight on my head. Yeah.
I've never had that. Yeah. 40
what if you just get
head?
like some potatoes? Like
or a sack dog. Of potatoes. No, what about a French bulldog?
You
they love to sit on your face.
You can't tell dogs to sit on your face.
Why?
Because it just doesn't
no,
work.
No, Frenchies love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll let you have Gigi for the weekend. See what you think.
Okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Three segments, three questions. Badparents@curiouscast.ca. If you have any more, what's the last one, Shauna?
The last one is from Sabrina.
Hmm.
Hi, guys. I love this podcast. It took me forever to find one I like. And you bad parents make me laugh. I was just listening to the Valentine's episodes. This goes way back to February. My youngest, 11 years old, still has candy grams at school. This year, she bought one for herself. She said, that's how you don't get disappointed. It made me sad, but laugh because after 18 years of marriage, I buy my own gifts for all holidays so I don't get disappointed. Thanks for a great show. Keep up the good work. My kid just had candy grams at school for a fundraiser. They're raising money to go to medieval times. He bought himself 4.
Oh, really?
So he'd be the most popular kid. He went really far.
Did he say that he bought them?
No.
Or? Oh, I love it. So
no.
He looks like he's got a lot of
anonymous.
Fans.
They were all anonymous.
Good for him for spelling anonymous. yeah, that's the thing now, I guess. Like, back in our day, like, you got a candy gram or you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Like, there was no sympathy.
No.
And I wonder how easy it is and anonymous it is to buy candy grams now, because back when at least when I went to high school, if you wanted to buy a candy gram, you had to go into a room, student council. There was like 4 people there. I'd be like, I'd like to buy a candy gram for John Garbutt.
Yeah,
that's you, dude. And you're like, oh, no, it's fine. It's totally fine. It's a prank I'm playing on myself. Here's $10. Like, so I don't know if it's easier now to do so, but like, there was no way.
Yeah.
I would go in and ask to have it done. And I only went to high school for 4 years in Ontario, supposed to go for 5. And I never had these sort of like fun, like ABC Sparky sort of after school fun high school times.
What?
Like I never went to a dance.
I was just going to ask, what about dances?
No.
Sock hops at noon.
Sock hops.
We had sock hops at noon.
Remember Friend Trend Day? Did you ever do that?
No, because I had no friends to trend with.
Friend Trend Day. So Johnny and I went to the same high school. Johnny and I went to the same high school. And they would have like a Friend Trend Day where you would dress the same.
Oh.
But I guess he had the trend, but he didn't have the friend.
Yeah, nobody wanted to pierce their nipples too. So
It
was, no one had a mohawk for me to friend with. So yeah, I never had these sort of like funny sort of high school experiences.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people are having them now. Is it the same? I don't know.
I think there's a lot more kids now. They feel a little bit isolated. Like you and I both have kids in high school. Don't you find them way more isolated than we did because they had that pandemic and they're in their rooms and they're gaming and they're on TikTok.
So let me ask you then, for your kids that are in high school, like what is the, what's the group school sort of thing? Like much like dances we would have and like, what do they do now? Like, what
there isn't a lot.
No, and if they have a dance, it's so weird. It's like on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
They don't have, there's like this weird fun police now in schools. And I understand it has to do probably with legal departments and everything else is now, everything's so careful. But they're not doing any of that stuff.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, there's the odd thing. But put it this way, I can't think of very many. So it's not like that means it doesn't come top of mind. It means it's probably not happening a lot.
I remember in grades 7 and 8, before I went to high school and after failing grade 8 twice, there was like an end of school trip. And you could go to, for example, take a bus ride for like 3 days to our nation's capital, which happens to be Ottawa.
You were old enough to drive yourself, though.
That's it. Yeah, because I failed grade 8.
He drove the bus.
I got it. Yeah.
Cost savings.
Side hustle.
He failed grade 8.
Yeah, I was 18 in grade 9. And do those things still kind of happen? Or is it just because you said, I remember, I don't know if this is on the podcast or on the radio show, Rye, that even if your kid was like playing like in a soccer game, like after school, like buses aren't around anymore. You had to get your own kid there.
Yeah.
So do these, do even field trips happen anymore?
This whole medieval times thing for my kid in grade five, it's costing a fortune. They had to do three or four fundraisers just so the cost could be $35 per student. Wow. So we're still paying $35 plus all the fundraisers where, of course, you're contributing to the Candygram stuff, right, to try to get the cost down. I don't understand what's happened to school field trips. There's no busing for after school swim team, like you're carpooling or trying to find a ride. Mm. I don't know what happened.
I know, because my middle son played elementary school soccer. And I remember last year we had to get like one mom drop them off. And then because of the hours that we work, we're done at 10 o'clock in the morning here in Southern Ontario. I was able to go and watch a couple games, and then I drove some of the kids home. Like, that's on you. And if you can't do it, if you can't be there, then I guess your kid can't play, which is, it's so, I don't understand the bus thing. I really, really don't. I don't get it.
I don't
guess
either.
It's money. I guess it's funds, and they're gone. Because I played high school soccer. We go to bus everywhere.
I remember there being, my husband thinks I'm nuts, but I remember there being a late bus. So if you wanted to stay after school and do an activity, did you guys have a late bus that would, because you walked probably
in
the city.
The only time I took a bus was for field trips or sports.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But there's a lot of kids who want to play football or want to join the band or want to do whatever it is, and they have to find their way home. A lot of parents can't do it.
No.
And we had an option. We could take, no one wanted to take the late bus because you had to wait around. And it was always like one bus of not your regular friend group, but it was an option. And now I just don't think it's fair.
I remember being a kid and the odd time you take the bus because of sports or whatever, you'd be like driving past your street and you're like, yo, bussy, can you just drop me off here? And like, I remember being so mad because you're passing your house and
you're like,
I gotta go all the way back to school to walk all the way back. But now as an adult, I kind of get it.
For safety.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah. And then in Toronto here, there was the Humber Hump, which is right off of Gardner, which is like the main thoroughfare to get into the city. And I remember that as a kid. I remember we did a tour of the Sky Dome, Rogers Centre.
Oh, wow.
And you hit
city
that,
boys.
Oh, my God. You hit that bump. If you're from Toronto, you know the Humber Hump. It's gone now.
Yeah.
But the bussy would hit it hard and you'd sit in the back and you'd go flying.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was
good
great.
Times. I think it might have been, for some reasons, I think it would have been a little bit better to be in school when we were in school. Johnny liked it so much he did it twice.
Because you failed grading.
Oh, yes. Yes, I got that part. If we have any more questions, hopefully not about like grade 8 science, you can email us, badparents@curiouscast.ca. I'm John.
I'm Shauna.
I'm Ryan.
And thank you for taking the time to not only like, but also subscribe to the Bad Parents Podcast.